Well, this week we are winding down National 4-H Week, but we didn't want it to escape without talking a little bit about it. And we have a lifelong 4-H'er in with us here this morning, representing the program from Cass County. Megan Behrens is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, no problem.
You've been involved in 4-H, and I saw you counting on your fingers when I asked you before we got on the air here. For how long?
For 10 years. I've been in it since third grade, and so now I'm a senior.
What got you involved? Do you remember way back then? Why did you want to be involved?
My dad's always been on either the fair board or the grounds committee, and so I've always been active in the fair, going ever since I can remember. And my dad was in 4-H, and we've always kind of just hinted that we were going to be in 4-H, and I never had any hesitation to join.
He hinted at 4-H while he was holding your arm behind your back, huh?
A little bit.
No, it wasn't like that. But it wasn't just dad and mom kind of pushed me in that direction. You wanted to do it.
Yeah, I've always, by going to the fair, I've always seen all the animals, and I mean, it makes you want to be able to do that someday, and so I just wanted to join as well.
Do you remember what your very first meeting was like?
It was a little scary, and at the time, our club was made up of mostly older members. So being brand new 4-H'er in third grade, and you see seniors and high schoolers in your club, and you're just like kind of freaked out, but it was still really a very good experience, and it has helped me become a better leader in my 4-H club as well.
I always assume that everyone around here understands and knows something about 4-H, living in a rural area. Maybe that's not necessarily true, but Discovery is a program that's kind of like a dropping off point. You get a chance to experience a little bit without the pressures that, if you can call them that, of actually, you know, taking on some of the larger responsibilities when you get a little bit older. Is that a good mix for you? You said it was a little intimidating because there were so many older ones, but after you got involved as a Discovery 4-H'er, did you find that they were more helpful than anything else?
Yeah, it was very helpful to have those first 2 years of Discovery, and now they don't have the Discovery program anymore. It's called Clover Kids, mm-hmm. and they start an even younger age at kindergarten through third grade, I believe. So you start regular 4-H as a fourth grader. But having those first couple of years to just get you started in the program really helps you excel and want to do more in 4-H.
Do you wish they had Clover Kids back then?
I don't know. I kind of like just starting in third grade because it gave you something to look forward to.
But it's tough. I mean, it's always been tough, and we say it's tougher now than it used to be. I don't know if it is or isn't, but you guys are pulled 100 different directions.
Yeah.
I mean, you have so many options of things that you could be doing with your free time. I suppose it's probably important in the 4-H world to get the kids started early.
Yeah, definitely to establish a lot of the big key things in 4-H is leadership, citizenship, and communication, and they try and push for that at a young age. And when we're filling out our record books at the end of the year, you try and fill those three positions with something that you did throughout the year, and it's helped not only through 4-H but also just in life in general.
What was your very first project? Do you remember?
I think one of my first projects was making cards with stamps. And I think I got a gold seal on it. So.
And how'd you come up with that idea?
My mom was doing some stamping and scrapbooking type things. And so we just came up with the idea of making cards.
And just went with it from there.
Yep.
What's the coolest project you've ever been able to work on through 4-H?
Like building project or animals?
Whatever you think.
Oh, goodness. I've done a lot of projects. Recently I've been doing a lot more food nutrition. So I try to make like a bread every year. But probably, I think in fifth grade, when I got to the real part of 4-H besides Discovery, I made a canned flour, and it went to State Fair. So that was my first project to ever go to State Fair. So that was pretty cool. And it is made out of tin cans, and you cut it and you pull it back and then spray paint it. So it looks like a garden flower.
Ah.
Yeah.
That could be a little dangerous.
It was, yeah, you had to use your gloves, and it was kind of sharp, but it turned out really good.
You made it work.
Yep.
Very good. You've had a lot of successes, I know, through 4-H. And then that's part of the fun, too, is being honored and awarded. But it's also a lot about the experiences that you get to have mm-hmm. on your own and also with others.
Yeah. There's so many different experiences that I've met new people from other parts of the county or just done lots of new things that you wouldn't necessarily get to do.
Yeah. As a senior 4-H'er now, you've been through it all. It's hard to believe it's gone this fast, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird that it's almost over.
It's almost hard to remember all the things that you've done all these years. But as a senior 4-H'er now, do you feel the responsibility then to take on that leadership role and to work with the younger players in the game like you used to have folks working with you?
Yeah, I've been a leader or an officer in our club. So last year I was president. This year I handed down the reins. So I'm just a member. But I'll still keep those key leadership positions and try and get the younger kids involved as much as possible so they want to be that way when they're older.
And it's kind of you're expected to do those kinds of things too. Did you enjoy the leadership roles?
Yes, I enjoy leadership roles as much as I can.
I was going to ask you, what's the coolest thing that's happened to you through 4-H and stuff, but would it be last summer?
Yeah, probably last summer as being the new Fair Queen. It was pretty exciting.
How much fun was that?
It was amazing. Ever since a little girl, I've always wanted to be the Fair Queen, and it happened, and I don't know, it was just a surreal feeling.
And you got to participate at state.
Yeah, the state fair was awesome. There was 103 amazing, talented girls, and I was very overwhelmed at the first couple of days. I was just like, wow, what am I doing here? These girls are crazy involved, and just involved as I am, if not more. They're super talented. They know how to talk, and I don't know, it was really a great experience to just meet everyone from all over the state and have those friendships that will last forever.
You win the county Fair Queen competition. You get a chance to represent Cass County at the state fair. And immediately people start telling you things that scare you.
Yeah, pretty
I think I did too.
Yeah.
But everybody starts telling you some things that's like, oh, really? Wow, what am I getting myself into? But when you get there, is it more about competing or is it more about the friendships and the things that you're able to experience?
There are some girls that are more about the competition, but most of the girls are more for the experience and the friendships. I couldn't tell you one girl, like maybe two, that weren't there to just win. They were going the same as me. They didn't really exactly know what was going on, and they were a little overwhelmed because there were so many amazing girls. But it was about forming those friendships that will last forever and making connections that will help you in the future.
You have a bunch of contacts in your phone now?
Oh, yeah.
I figured that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Then looking forward, instead of looking back over what you've been able to do and accomplish, let's look forward.
All right.
Because you age out of 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to that point where you're no longer a 4-H'er in that respect as a participant. There are other ways to participate in 4-H if you choose. But how do you see 4-H, the experience you've had, fitting into the rest of your life?
I think that it will stay with me and like those experiences that I've had, and it will push me to be a better person, and to have that leadership experience behind me will help me either get into new leadership positions as an adult and in the rest of my life, and the communication and, I don't know, just everything that 4-H has taught me and everyone else, like, it will help in the future in some way, shape, or form.
The easy assumption to make is that Iowa is an agricultural state, so if you're involved in 4-H, well, there are so many jobs in agriculture out there, but 4-H isn't just about agriculture.
No, it's about so much more. There's the agricultural side, but there's also, like I said before, the leadership, mm-hmm. the communication, the citizenship, the key roles that they want you to have throughout the rest of your life.
I know you want to enjoy your senior year in high school yet, but do you have plans for the future?
Yes, I plan on graduating and then going to Iowa State University and majoring in diet and exercise.
Very good. Yeah. Is that? Do you think those 4-H experiences then, some of the projects you've been able to do and study will help you out there?
Yeah, definitely, especially since I've been mostly focusing on the food nutrition mm-hmm. part of my 4-H project. So that will, I think, help me with the diet part. So yeah.
Kind of in some ways, 4-H can almost act as like an internship, like a work study type thing,
almost,
because you're
you're
getting some of those experiences firsthand as to whether or not that's something you really want to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, give some advice, those younger students out there. Of course, they're real young now if they're getting started as kindergartners.
Yeah.
But why should they consider, and in fact, talk to the parents too, why should parents consider moving their child in the direction of 4-H?
To the kids, probably just get involved as much as you can. I think I tried about every single thing there is to try through 4-H and enjoyed about every one of them. And then to the parents, just push your kids to do more things. We have a society that is starting to get lazier, and we need to be involved in different things. And 4-H is such a good way to get involved. It's not a really everyday commitment. It's about once a month, and then in the summertime you have to push yourself a little bit more. But it's a great way to get involved in the community, to get those good things on your resume for when you do apply for scholarships and when you're looking for jobs, and they see 4-H is on there, they bump you to the top almost, because they know that there's that leadership, there's the communication, the citizenship is all behind it.
And I know it can be expensive to have your children involved in a lot of different things. Not so much with 4-H.
Yeah, 4-H is free. Our endowment pays for it. So what a $30 cost would normally be is completely free.
Good support by the local citizens.
Yes.
Yeah, it works out very well. Well, appreciate you coming in here today. And thanks for all that you've done. You've represented Cass County very well. I heard a lot of nice notes about your 4-H down there at the state fair. So
oh,
it sounds
you.
Like you had a lot of fun.
And, yeah, it was great.
And did it the right way.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that very much. Megan, thanks so much again for coming in, Megan Behrens, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.